I believe we discussed this on an earlier episode. You have 16 episodes worth of intros to make up for, so why don't you go ahead and take us in?
All right. Welcome to episode 97, I think. Or is it 98 now? Well, okay. Either way, if you're listening on YouTube, stop right now. Go to one of our audio platforms. Continue listening there to us and our beautiful guest today, Fitz, who has mandated we call him Fitz. Please introduce yourself, Fitz.
What's up? I'm Fitz, and I only go by Fitz 100% of the time. Happy to be here.
Oh, that was wholesome. Yeah, that was wholesome. I like that.
I've got a big smile on my face. I'm just over the moon. I'm so glad. Oh,
happy nice to meet you.
Aww.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're happy you came, man.
Yeah.
So, Fitz, you're not competition.
Yeah, I got my own podcast, so you better watch out, because we're coming for your spot.
Oh, get the fuck out of here.
Fuck you. We let you in.
The only reason I came on the show is to promote my own podcast over your guys' podcast.
Well, the only reason you on is so we can catch you saying something fucked up and rude.
Yeah, and show that our podcast is better.
Anyone who's familiar with my videos will know I have no trouble of exposing myself saying fucked up things on the internet, because it's a pretty horrific track record there of...
Are you allowed to do that?
Yeah. Not anymore, it's 2018.
Dirty.
Ooh.
I know.
Yeah, that's weird.
Making all kinds of off-color jokes.
You swear?
I swear from time to time. I'm known to be a swearer. I know. I'm a bit of a bad boy.
Do you talk about alcohol and drugs and genitals? Do you mention those things on your show?
You know what? I mean, I'm kind of blushing to say this, but I am known to talk about drugs and alcohol from time to time.
Oh, my Lord, we got a sinner.
Wow.
Jesus Christ. You're nasty, degenerate. Yeah. Let me guess, have you ever thrown ice?
Have I ever thrown ice?
What does that mean?
Yeah, what? Wait, what?
Is that a crime in Turkey?
What the fuck is
that?
Wait, can they afford ice in Turkey?
Just trying to come up with obscure fucked up things I might have done.
I'm the only person keeping up with news, I guess. Okay. Let's
it's like a segue. It's like an article or something. I mean,
yeah, what's happened?
Well, thanks to Kyle, let's get right into the news, I guess. What's going on?
It was just a reference to Brett Kavanaugh, because they just confirmed they were trying to dig up all the fucked up shit he supposedly did when he was younger. And one of the things they tried to nail him on was that he once in a bar drunkenly threw ice at somebody.
It was one of those, you did this horrible thing in your past,
and now we're going to crucify you for it. Kind of stories just like that NASCAR driver who got fired because his dad used the N-word once 50 years ago before he was even born. It was one of those stories. That's why I asked if you ever threw ice.
I mean, Jeff is actually one of my biggest inspirations in life, and I am known to go to school children's playgrounds and throw ice in the faces of children on the weekends. It's one of my
favorite
pastimes.
You're more than welcome in Turkey. Yeah.
just handfuls of ice. I love the rush of trying to get the ice there before it melts. It's one of the most exciting parts about the hobby for me. So,
You'll need a cooler box, but also make sure it's just ice and not a popsicle, because you can get in trouble in Turkey if you step on the wrong turf.
Yeah.
You can get in trouble for throwing popsicles.
I'll go ahead and take this one, Kaya. It's a story we've mentioned before. In Turkey, they recently caught the band of villains, the biggest supervillains in Turkey, which was the counterfeit popsicle stick gang. So you have to be careful where you step in Turkey with what kind of popsicle sticks.
Jesus.
A massive bust.
Yeah, wow. Huge. Turkey's wild. Real gang shit,
at least.
Yeah, you may be a bad boy in the West, but in Turkey, you're not shit.
Yeah, and in Turkey, consulates dismember your body. Just lie about it.
Do you work for the Turkish Tourism Agency by any chance? Because you're selling this country big time for me right now.
I'd probably do a better job than they have. Tourism is dead in Turkey, surprisingly.
Why would anyone ever go there anymore?
Who would want to go to a country infested with popsicle-related crime? I mean, it sounds just not a good idea.
I mean, it used to be a nice place because of the beaches and such, but a decade ago, before all the political stuff, and now, of course, that's changed after Turkey became the number one country on the planet in number of imprisoned journalists, we have 71 journalists in jail, compared to the second one on the list, which is China, who only have 40. China, a country with 2 billion people, still has fewer journalists in jail than Turkey has, with, I think, 80 million, the population of 80 million or so. And, you know, every once in a while, we like to arrest a foreigner, take their passports, deny them any due process, and then put them in prison. And
use that as political
leverage.
That's their main tourist attraction, just arresting tourists.
The way you're talking
right
now,
come on, play roulette.
It's like a roller coaster tycoon. Remember how you would like let people into your park and then you would close the gates and never let them out again? You would like construct the pathways and your customers would
build a giant pit.
That's basically
build
Turkey.
A giant pit and just put them in. But build a giant pit.
Yeah, they were always reading the citizens' thoughts and it was like Turkish prison is really good value.
They need more bathrooms, though.
I want to go home.
These popsicle sticks taste fake.
They're adorable. I can't find the exit.
I'm sad.
These journalists are going to come up with like a hell of a story when they get out of those prisons. They're going to write the best article.
Sure. When they get out of those prisons.
Good luck.
I feel like they're going to just disappear, and we're going to have these rumors of how they also got dismembered, but we can't have an investigation because that just would be too, I don't know, inconvenient.
The way you're talking right now about it and your like tone of and everything makes me feel like you're in on the whole thing. Like it makes you sound like you're actually perpetuating this.
No, I'm just whatever. At this point you go, okay, they arrested another foreigner for what? Like making a political cartoon? Okay. I mean literally I lived in the town where bombs exploded and the coup happened. I think I'm fine. At this point I'm just whatever. It's like
Kai is like that jaded hitman that you see in like every action movie, the one that has like a one-off line who hates the world. He's like drinking a martini that's shaken, not stirred, because he's already seen so much shit he doesn't care.
Right now. It's just, you know, you can only live for that moment or period of, you know, the stages of grief, I guess. There's only so long you can live with, holy shit, I could have died that day if I was just in that part of town, which is like 5 minutes away from me, where the bomb went off. That's sick. Mm-hmm. Me, my friends, my family, we could have all been dead. You know, 2 months later,
this is a comedy show, guys.
That is the comedy. It's just our comedy.
This is the opening act.
I lived.
Everyone lost it. How Kyle lived.
Yes. Man with horrific PTSD.
You almost died.
Just everyone else laughs at in the entire podcast. That's
the
PTSD.
You dodge bullets.
Post traumatic boredom at this point is just too much.
do you think there's a group of people in Turkey who just every time this shit goes down, they're like, please at least shoot me this time. Fuck. Hit my house so I have something to do. I'm so tired of just waiting.
Wow.
Is there anything like that in New Zealand by chance, Fitz? Are you dodging landmines and popsicle sticks or anything?
It's horrific here, man. You know? There's a huge civil rights movement between the people and the sheep in New Zealand right now. Sheep are railing against the machine. If people who don't know, people who don't know what New Zealand is probably won't get that joke, but we've got a lot of sheep here. And Australians like to tease us about how we have sex with sheep here, which is only partially true.
I didn't say anything.
So, New Zealand's,
New Zealand's a pretty
wild place. Depends on the night, mate. I mean, let's be honest.
Mm-hmm. Obviously.
Well, no, I don't think it's dressed. I've never really fucked a sheep. Could you explain what would happen here?
I don't know, man. It gets a bit woolly pretty quick, but I mean, you gotta track one down first of all, which is hard enough. Out of the paddocks, normally at night, try and catch them when they're sleeping. Not to sound rapey or anything, you do wake them up first.
It's always consensual, obviously.
Yeah,
oh, yeah,
of course.
You got to ask them if it's all right, and they'll give you, a good and then you know you're good to go. But
a dictionary of sheep mating calls that you have to consult just to make sure you're getting consent for this?
It's just one page.
Yeah, it just says yes for every single baa. It's always yes.
It's kind of like Morse code, you know. It's like ba 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 like that. You know, you can kind of like deduce it based on the pauses.
And it always
totally
means yes.
How the New Zealand military would. Sheep Morse code.
Well, look at the Australians. Lose a war to the sheep.
Yeah, it sounds like you're undercutting New Zealand, Jackson. Do you have a little blood feud going on? What's happening here?
Australia's always had blood feud with New Zealand. Yeah. Not me. I don't partake in the childish ants. That New Zealand totally started.
Wow. How diplomatic of you. Yeah, no. There's a long-time feud between Australia and New Zealand. Mostly starting through things like sports, you know, sports rivalries. But then some people let it get a bit too far, you know, from time to time. But I don't know. I kind of view Australia and New Zealand, the relationship is kind of like Canada and America, you know? We're like Australia's Canada.
Yeah.
We're like the nicer, more polite, just like more beautiful kind of place.
We're Canada.
Australia is like filled with rednecks, you know? It's kind of the relationship.
The only rednecks over here are the New Zealanders that fled all right. from New Zealand.
This is just going to get into a real heated debate the entire podcast between me and Jackson.
Please. By all means, go ahead.
Yeah.
No, I'm not letting this happen again.
No.
Again?
Jackson keeps losing these. He can't let it keep piling up.
No. To be completely honest, New Zealand is way more beautiful than Australia. So I've got no argument there.
You know, I went to...
It's so scenic over there.
I went to Ayers Rock in Australia. For those of you who don't know, that's the big fucking rock in the middle. And it was the most horrific
tourist
journey
attraction.
Of my life. Yeah, yeah. You look on the flyer, it literally says big fucking rock.
No, it is a massive rock, though. The largest rock in the world.
I went there with my family, and we're on the bus driving to this fucking rock, and they're telling us on the bus that we have to drink a liter of water an hour or we'll fucking die. They're telling us that as we step off the bus, we're going to get harassed constantly by like a million flies, and I'm just looking at my parents like, why the fuck did you take me here? And we get off the bus, and sure enough, there's just flies darting into my face constantly. It's the bat, bat, bat. They land on your face. You can't brush them off because they just don't give a shit. You're Ooh. Drinking lots of water. It's a hellhole. I would not recommend going to Ayers Rock.
When was this? What if it's one of those flies where they impregnate you with the little larva Ooh. In your
bot fly.
Pores yeah, or yeah, something?
Yeah. Bloat flies. Oh, is it
it's bot fly. I used to have a super phobia of them. Yeah,
I don't know. Just in like a couple of months later, you realize there's a little worm squirming around in your leg.
Mm. Oh, wow.
Yeah, I don't like the idea of that. I have a real phobia of like parasites living.
Well, we all do.
Yeah.
I know we do.
Except, hang on, weren't you telling us a story about some LA hipsters who like to put tapeworms in their bellies so they could lose weight
faster?
Oh, yeah,
I've heard of that.
No, that was me. They digest tapeworms so that they can lose weight. And it's not just LA hippies. It's, like, pretty common in every country.
I went to LA hippies
people
because...
People do it everywhere.
News recently came out about how the LA upper class apparently is against vaccinations. Wasn't it them? Am I thinking of wrong news here?
I can't.
I mean, those are anti-vaxxers. That's a big
no. Anti-vaxxers are a thing, but there's apparently a section of LA hipsters, rich people, actual upper class people who also don't vaccinate because they just believe in all the woo-woo science bullshit.
Are you talking about Gwyneth Paltrow? Because it sounds like
maybe.
She's super interesting. Yeah, she created like a what was it called, like Gooey or something, which is like a crystal. Yeah, that's what it is. And it's like a bunch of like nonsense crystal healing methods and shit. And she just scams all the people that worship her.
Is that like when those celebrities have crystals around their homes and they're like, this kind of wards off bad energy and stuff like that? Is that what you're talking about?
Yeah, it's when they shove crystals up their vaginas. Basically what
the ones loaded with tapeworms.
Dude, imagine if tapeworms had teeth. Just think about that. Imagine they had like
they
big
do.
Chompers.
They have really tiny teeth.
Do they really? Like, they must be so tiny that it doesn't matter, though. I'm talking about like fucking some serious chompers, you know, some sharp motherfuckers.
Oh, if they were like those big sandworms that you see in sci-fi movies, just gobbling shit up left and right.
That's what I always think about when I think of tapeworms. I'm like, this is
that's what stops you from swallowing one.
Sorry, real quick, just before people start shitting on me for not providing sources here. Wealthy LA schools' vaccination rates are as low as South Sudan. Wealthy LA schools, like the kids, the people that send their kids there, apparently they don't vaccinate their children. The vaccination rates are just as low as the Sudan. So that's the news
look,
I remembered.
That just look, what the man, fuck is all wrong the, with you? All the money in the world's not going to protect your kid from polio. So they're just fucking dumb.
Yeah.
What a depressing topic. Kids don't Let's get go polio. Back to giant tapeworms.
Hollywood parents say not vaccinating makes instinctive sense. Now their kids have whooping cough.
My doctor advised me against it, but my instinct said, don't do it.
You know what else makes instinctive sense? The sun is a big angry god in the sky and we have to appease him. You know what else makes instinctive fucking sense? Like Jesus.
Shoving tapeworms.
There's no need to bring my religion into this. I mean, come on.
That's apparently what they use. That's the loophole. I mean, you know, these people aren't religious. It's fucking LA. But they still use apparently something called, they're submitting a form called a personal belief exemption to the schools, which lets them not vaccinate.
It makes perfect sense because most people who get cancer and other bad diseases, they just believe really hard and it goes away.
Yeah, that's how they teach you in the movies, you know?
Beverly Hills, Santa Monica and Beverly Hills. These are the rich people neighborhoods, right? You have no excuse to do this.
He's calling you out, Beverly Hills.
Yeah, Beverly Hills.
Are you listening right now?
Can we please get Beverly Hills on the podcast, please? Just to sort this out.
Run down shithole, Beverly Hills. He's calling you out.
Beverly Hills. It's just like the usual anti-vaxxers. Aren't they these, you know, poor rundown idiots or uneducated people who are just...
No, they're actually usually very upper class rich white people.
It's usually middle class, like soccer moms. There's this movement where science is wrong. A lot of people think science is just downright wrong.
I don't think it's limited to class at all.
Yeah, I think it's just morons.
It's not, but the trend tends to follow richer people, though.
Well, I guess I put that wrong. I always thought this was a movement of people who just, you know, they only watch Bill O'Reilly and they think the liberal media is lying to them about vaccines and autism and Obama is a Muslim. That's the kind of people I thought were anti-vaxxers, but reading that people, the rich people in LA also do this shit.
You know Bill Maher, Kaya? Bill Maher, how he has that news talk show. You get the point. He's a big anti-vaxxer.
What?
And look it up. Bill Maher's anti-vax. Yeah, he is.
No way.
Yeah, look it up.
I don't agree with him on everything, but he can't be that dumb.
He is for that, at least. Bill Maher's an anti-vaxxer.
What the fuck? What is this, a new religion? This is more baffling than bombs whizzing through my windows here in Turkey. How is this a
Jesus,
thing?
Here we go.
Back to these knob flashbacks.
Bring back to this dark shit. Yeah, this is even more confusing than the time I strangled that man with my bare hands back in Nam. I never felt so conflicted about anything in my entire life.
I mean, it's just...
Jesus, dude.
I can't, come on. This is something morbid that you are jaded about, you guys, and I'm not. This is baffling to me, and my mouth is just agape where you guys are just brushing it off as, the rich people, they don't vaccinate. You know, their kids just get whooping cough.
I just accept that there are morons in all kinds of places, you know? Yeah. Rich, poor, mm-hmm. There's morons all about, you know? And those tend to be the people who lean towards believing stupid things like vaccinating your kids gives them autism, you know? That's what I think.
He said measles is not really that deadly a disease.
Sounds like he's defending his friend.
It's never killed him.
Measles not really such a bad guy, guys. All right. Yeah, he's kind of cool. He's kind of awkward, you know.
He's got that logic of, I don't have measles, so it can't be that bad. It's the stupidest fucking fallacy shit. They think that because it doesn't happen to them, it doesn't exist.
Okay, so his defense is that.
I love that kind of shit.
Yeah. I've never argued that vaccines don't work. I just don't think you need them.
Okay, then what the fuck is your argument?
Checkmate.
Yeah. You know, I don't agree. I'm not arguing that people need water to survive, but it's like you should drink it, you know?
Like, I never said what the fuck vaccines is he trying to say? Don't work. I sit there for pussies, okay? There's a big difference.
This can't be true. Mar also rejects the germ theory
it's a hit
of
piece,
disease.
Kyle.
I told you, dude.
He can't. No, no one is this dumb. What is this? Fucking 1400s? He rejects germ theory. He doesn't believe in germs.
It's up in the air if germs really exist or not, Kaya. The evidence there is shoddy at best.
This is
really.
How much independent research have these people done to like reach these claims? How
probably
much
none.
Independent research
it's based on once. Feelings and what they think about it. Like, oh, you know, I don't think that I need germs in my body to fight off diseases. It's,
no,
they don't
research.
Look at the facts.
I bet it's just not the kind of research you want them to do, right? These people like convincing themselves. It's a confirmation bias. I'm sure Bill Maher Googles stuff. Right, but he just Googles the wrong blogs, I guess. When I went to Tampa, you guys asked me what my biggest cultural shock was so far, and it wasn't the goddamn Walmart. It's this now. I'm changing my answer. This is it. It's
oh, it doesn't really
rich
count.
People
just...
no, yeah, it counts. What the hell do you mean it doesn't count?
Say, well,
multi-millionaire
count.
Who doesn't
yeah,
believe
you
in germs?
Well, Kaya, you have to remember, we have the most diverse population on the entire Earth. You're going to find groups
oh,
of stupidity everywhere.
Oh, yeah, sure you do.
Oh, yeah, now you blame it on diversity. Here he goes, white power Andrew again.
yeah, I'm sorry. I know it's the fourth time this week, but I just have to say it.
So much for tanking Fitz's podcast. Andrew's doing it for us at our pace.
That's why I hear one of his own content. It's not about germs and fucking autism with vaccines.
It's about minorities getting into
podcast.
Our skin.
Tell me who's the real pest and germ here. The Juden.
My only point with that is that there's going to be groups of stupid people in America no matter where you look, and they're going to have enough support behind them because there's enough people who also believe their stuff.
But this isn't just regular lunacy from person to person, like, oh, a difference in political opinions, for example. This is like denying that gravity is a thing. How do you deny
people
germs
do
are
that?
A thing?
All right, that's a debatable thing.
Okay. Yeah,
I agree.
People deny gravity.
I've never seen gravity.
We have all tons of stupid debate shit. There's flat earthers. There's people who deny gravity. There's people who believe Earth is literally the center of the universe. There's all sorts
I'm
of
sure
shit.
I'm sure you'd be able to find one person.
But they're usually
those
not multi-millionaires living in one of the most prosperous cities and one of the most prosperous
what
countries
about that
on
rapper?
The planet.
I mean, just because you're rich doesn't mean you're intelligent. I mean, that's pretty
yeah.
I know.
What about that big multi-millionaire rapper we talked about before who was trying to fund the big old flat earth theory? Charlie, you brought him up.
What?
That big name rapper, that really big popular rapper right now who's trying to like get a scientist to prove that flat earth theory is true.
Oh, I think that was a joke. I don't think there's a guy that was doing that to kickstart like a rocket because he just wanted to build a rocket, so he capitalized on the flat earth fucking lunatics.
Maybe.
So he had them fund it.
You gotta look at the broader scope. Look at all the celebrities that believe in Scientology, which is like an open fucking cult that kills people.
I want to give them some sort of like the benefit of the doubt and assume they're all just in on the joke and it's really just this big club of, you know, hey, you scratch my back, I scratch yours, we're part of this Scientology thing now, which basically, you know, we don't believe in Zeno, it just means that if I need a role, you're gonna get me a role. I feel like that's maybe why most of them join. I don't know why I'm so optimistic about humanity right now, where I just...
Yeah, I mean...
You are the beacon of optimism.
I don't know why I get happy.
Maybe it's because of the bombshells that ring in my ears every night, but I'm just so optimistic about humanity.
Maybe after the 7th or 8th carpet bombing on my city, I started to lose hope.
The tinnitus that rings in my ears from those shells hitting the ground.
The gunfire in the distance.
The sound of human potential and overcoming adversity.
Human potential? Well, that's a great thing that you brought up there, Fitz, because with human potential, you can unlock one of your true potentials in investing. With Robinhood, which is an investing app that lets you buy and sell stocks, ETFs, options, and cryptocurrencies, all commission free, Fitz. Like, seriously, do you know what kind of intimidating way that the app utilizes for you to control the stock market?
No.
That's right, a non-intimidating way. There's no intimidation here whatsoever for any newcomers that want to invest for their first time with confidence. It's simple, intuitive, and it'll make all your financial decisions work for everybody, not just the wealthy or the people who can hire a bunch of little money-crunching number pushers to do all of it for them. You can learn by doing... Are you falling away? Like, are you falling down a well,
no.
Fitz?
The deal is so good, it's blasted him out of his seat.
He can't get anywhere near his computer.
Yeah. You can learn by learning how to invest your portfolio, discover new stocks, track favorite companies, and have custom notifications all from their website and app. It's very easy to do, to understand, to chart market data, place trades. There's also a web platform, as I mentioned, which has the 100 most popular sections like entertainment and social media, curated categories such as female CEOs, all sorts of cool little info and tidbits to help you make the right decision in your investments. I'm going to call on a random volunteer from the class. Ooh, Jackson, I saw you had your hand up. Why don't you tell them how they can take advantage of this?
So I just want to preface this by saying we all use Robinhood and we all really, really enjoy using Robinhood. It makes us money and we like Robinhood. Robinhood is giving listeners a free stock like Apple, Ford, or Sprint to help build your portfolio. Sign up at official.robinhood.com. That's official.robinhood.com.
I don't understand how we advertise things that give away free shit and they don't immediately just sell out to thousands and thousands of people. You get a free stock with official.robinhood.com. I don't, like, what more do you want? I think that's fantastic.
I fucking love stock.
Yeah. And that was official YouTuber Fitz.
And I fucking love Robinhood.
Hey, there it is. Hey, now just make sure you don't mention, like, jacking off or anything, and that was perfect.
Yeah. Oh, that's something we can mention. So, the Misfit...
Oh, boy.
No. Well, we'll cut it out. We'll cut it out.
No, it's... Jesus, no. I'm not about to go on, like, a racial tirade. It's... Jesus, I was going to say, the Misfits podcast is still in its infancy. They haven't felt the strong hand of advertising and the do's and do nots. So, Fitz, what are some things you would never say about your advertisers? Because you have a couple on the podcast. Why don't you get it out of your system on this one?
Yeah, what are your experts?
You want me to just bash all the brands I work with? What are you asking right now?
Yeah, you got to get it out of your system.
That is exactly what we're asking, yes.
Now that they're not listening, here's what I really think.
Some underhanded tactics is all. Just the veterans tossing some tests your way, rather. And speaking of tests, I figured we might as well go to the staple question. Do you have any interesting masturbatory tales, Fitz?
Look, here, you know what's funny? With my manager, Ryan, me and him are very close. And like the line between friend and manager is very blurred. And one of the first conversations we had when I first was introduced to him, we had like an hour-long conversation about jacking off, what time of the day it's best to be done at, you know? And this is how I knew he was the right manager for me. I got to tell you, I just got a strict regimen, you know, I jack off not every day and I jack off only at the end of the day because I want to preserve my energy throughout the day. And I'm a firm believer that morning jack offs are non-productive people and should be burned in the fires of hell.
Sorry, go ahead.
No, I'm done. I'm going to get all heated here. So, yeah. I mean, please.
I'm glad you brought that up, though, because that was a point I was going to bring up when we talked about this again. Do you guys kind of have this subconscious, like, clock where it's like now and not now are acceptable times to jack off? Because it goes and fits. Well, here's the thing. When I was a kid and I was, like, exploring, like, wow, I want to masturbate all the time. It's like, obviously, you had to do it late at night when your parents were asleep. Yeah. So that they wouldn't catch you or anything.
That's still when I do it. I don't want to do it while they're still awake.
So here's the thing. I live alone in an apartment now, and in the back of my mind, even if it's like, I don't know, 2:30 p.m. and I'm like, oh, I'll start jacking off, I'm like, well, what if someone sees me? What if someone finds out? What if someone walks in? What if the UPS man shows up?
It's like one of those gang stalking people who think that the government and or other groups are always watching them.
I know they're not, and I know I'm safe, and I usually just do it anyway, but it's like, there's like this primal part in my brain, like this caveman, like, fear response, like, oh, I shouldn't be doing this right now.
You gotta keep repressed. In touch with your masturbating rhythm, you know? You gotta keep in touch with that.
Do any of you guys have that? Because it sounds like Fitz, you know what I'm talking about.
Sometimes I'll get tempted to jack off in the middle of the day. Maybe I see a picture of a girl on Reddit, I'm like, damn, it might be nice to jack off. But I tell myself no. I slap myself on the hand and I say, wait your turn, get your work done, jack off after a productive day. And you know what? It makes it all the more rewarding.
It feels better when you've earned it.
Yeah. And that can bite you on the ass, though, because I've had that happen where it'll be like, oh, now would be a good time to jack off. This is hot. This is great. And then you save it. And then by the time you're free to jack off, you're like, I'm so fucking tired. I don't want to do this.
Then you just save it. You got to save it for the next night then, you know?
But then it takes like a week, and I'm like, oh, I want to check off so badly I can't.
I'm not like a daily jack offer, you know? I just do it when I feel like it's a necessity. So, you know, sometimes I'll go like a whole week and I'll be like, damn, I really didn't jack off at all this week. Let's celebrate and just crack open the laptop, you know. So, you know, that's how I roll, basically. I don't really have a strict routine. It's just it's more just that's like when I feel like it and always at night. Yeah.
I found like my kink is to masturbate when I have a plan, like as close to that plan as I can possibly get away with without being
sounds
late.
Sounds like your OCD again.
Well, no, it's more of just like more of a challenge to myself. Like, okay, I've got 30 minutes. Can I find a video and can I jack off in time and still make it? For instance, like right
jacking off before appointments and stuff.
Yeah, no, honestly, literally before this podcast. At like 6:29, which is, it's 31 minutes before it was showtime. I was like, you know what? I think I got time. I think I can squeeze this in. And I did.
Charlie, I'm right there with you. I do the same thing. I usually try to stream around 8:30 every night. And usually by like 7:45, I'm eating dinner. So it's like, okay, I don't have to eat while I'm streaming and this and that. But if I finish and I'm like, it's 8:15, you know, can I just power this out before the stream? I totally get what you're going for.
It's like a time trial in a video game.
This is how you heighten that. You set a timer on your OBS to go live in 5 minutes. And then you get full naked in front of your webcam and you start. And you're like, all right, let's go. And if the timer runs out, you go live and bam, everyone sees you with your dick in your hands. So... that's
the only use me blade strategy.
Yeah, yeah.
The dark
exactly.
side Phil. Oh,
it's living dangerously.
Question before Fitz, but do you think you could survive that scandal? Like, if you got caught jacking off on a stream, do you think you could weather the storm?
I think so. I mean, my
okay, that's confidence. Somebody else said no, right? One of our past guests.
My entire brand. My entire brand is just completely fucking scuffed. So I think I could survive almost anything unless it was like a truly horrific racial tirade where I was just going on and on, you know. If it was like a short racial tirade, maybe I'd get away with that, you know.
Yeah.
Debatable.
See, Fitz, I'm glad you said that because it actually, Kaya, to go with what we were talking about a long time ago on the podcast, how we've kind of made ourselves unhireable in certain aspects. Yeah. here's something I was thinking about. We've also kind of protected ourselves against a lot of scandal. It's like if it came out like, it's like, oh, fuck, Andrew left his webcam on and it jacked off. It's like, so? I totally would expect him to do that.
Yeah, exactly. If you make your brand, like, for them to expect shit like that from you, then you're fine. No one even cares.
Exactly.
It's a classic.
So while we'll never rise up to certain heights, we'll never be brought down to certain lows now either.
Because you're already at the low. You know, that's great.
You know, sometimes you see those news articles like, Trump just got caught paying a hooker to keep her silent and nobody cared. And you look at it like, yeah, it's Trump.
That makes sense.
it's a clever strategy.
people still forget that our fucking president, the literal leader of our country, told a guy to grab them by the pussy.
I don't think anyone's forgotten that.
Yeah, but like,
I hear about it on a daily basis.
I mean, in our fucking expectations of what he does and what he says.
Yeah, we don't talk
about
it. Does
it surprise you anymore?
Shapiro calls him a mud monster, where no matter how much mud you throw at him, it's not going to make a difference. So even if you find out something supposedly scandalous, like, oh, he was paying off hookers. Yeah, you know, whose career that would sink? Maybe Obama. Right?
Maybe the strippers.
Maybe his career would take a hit, but when you Trump...
Yeah, it brings the strippers down.
I'm not fucking a stripper that has had Trump's dick in her. I'm just saying, like, it's fucking...
I can't support your politics, lady. You've lost my business.
My favorite part was still that how when he called her over before actually fucking her, he just made her sit down and watch Shark Week with him.
Hey,
did it get him in the
friend?
Like, what was... Yeah. Wait, did it, like, turn him on? What was the point?
No, he was just so nonchalant about just, you know, calling a woman over to fuck her. He just made her sit down and watch the Discovery Channel with him.
I mean, when they say do it like we do on the Discovery Channel, I don't think they're talking that literally.
Ooh, classic bad.
Oh,
bad touch.
Oh my God, I got the wrong impression. You said Shark Week. I thought you said Shark Tank. I thought he was all like, look at that. That's Mark Cuban. We're great friends. And I thought he was like power tripping through that.
Maybe that.
I've been running into all of these people.
Yeah,
I'm the best.
Jesus,
I don't know what else he does, but that's the report. He apparently just made her sit down and watch sharks with him.
Wow, that's funny.
But Andrew, you said, actually it might have been Fitz, that, you know, if you've made your brand that, you can never really get sunk by jacking off on webcam. And I just wanted to provide a counterexample with Darkside Phil. Like, you'd expect Darkside Phil to jerk off on camera, and when he did, he was still a laughing stock. So I don't think, like, you're particularly safe.
But here's the thing with that, Charlie. He's always been a laughing stock. Nothing changed for him. Since day one, his brand, whether he likes it or not, has been let's laugh at him, not with him, you know?
Yeah.
It also depends on other factors like your penis size, you know, whether you've got a six pack.
Yeah. The like, faces you make, the how many girls are in the room. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. But if
I just like
you,
to know that even guys like us can one day be president. It just no matter how much shit there is in your past of horrible things being said. Yeah,
bombs going off.
You might get some. Gonna get a little bit of trouble, but at the end of the day, I can still be the president of Mars, maybe someday in the future if I live that long. Does it ever bother you guys to think that we're at the best, like maybe two or three generations away from longer lives, longer lifespans, just cracking that last bit of a genome in our bodies that would allow us to live longer through science, but we're just gonna die a little too early?
I seek death.
Yeah.
So, yeah. I'm kind of indifferent.
I dance with it.
I want to live.
I like
want
to
live forever. Yeah. I'm not one of those people who's at peace with the fact that he's going to die one day. I fucking hate it. I want to live forever. Never give up.
I'm pretty selfish in that regard, Kaya. I feel like if we're just going to miss it, I don't want anyone to have it. I like want the research to be buried. Like I want it with me.
You dick.
It's
that's kind of bad.
I don't want to fix this.
Yeah.
Charlie's completely right. It's not just I'm going to die. It's I'm going to miss out.
Here's the thing. Here's the thing, though. It could lead to research that lets people bring people back from the dead.
Yeah,
maybe.
Okay. Not from what?
I wouldn't take that gamble. I'd steal a Declaration of Independence or whatever has the genome code.
I'd appreciate immortality being invented, but I would not want them bringing back the dead. I don't approve of that at all.
I would be so grumpy if someone woke me up from the ultimate nap, which is death. I would just be furious.
They have to consent, but they can't consent. If they say, I want to live, they live. If they say, I want to die, then you kill them.
Jackson, goes to his grave.
Is it okay to bring him back?
It depends on how they bring him back, though. It depends on how they bring him back, though. If it's like a genome splicing thing, that's one thing. But if you're talking about rejuvenating bodies, you're only going to get the recently deceased back to life, you know?
I want a demonic ritual, Andrew. Sacrifice some people
seance.
For me.
Yeah.
They're going
to
start.
How far
having,
would you go to bring Kaya back?
They're going
to
start having companies where the sun.
I think if that was a possibility, they would lock my genome away in some tomb pyramid.
Oh yeah,
so
Kaya,
not
if
even
you died, if you died
get
early,
to it.
If you died early, you're not getting a demonic summons from me. I'm going to start praying to God and just become a holy religious man.
Jesus, yeah, don't bring him back. He's going to be like Hellraiser.
Thank you, Lord, for putting him in a better place. Feel free to keep your child, Lord.
You'd be like the, I forgot what they're called, the Majed in the Mummy series that like protect Kaya's tomb so he's never awakened.
Yeah. The Medjai.
Medjai, yeah, thank you.
I go to all the shareholder meetings where they're genome splicing, and I'm just like, I don't think that's a good idea. Nah, I don't think we should do it, guys.
Kaya's
papers
coming up.
You were so preoccupied with whether or not you could, you didn't think if you should.
Yeah.
That world sounds scary.
It does. I think once you learn to resurrect the dead, that's going to open so many fucking problems that people don't even think
Kaya.
About. Oh, just Kaya.
It just means not Genghis Khan or Hitler. It's
so
Kaya.
How does that work then? When we resurrect him, does he just like snap back to life? Wouldn't he just immediately die again from whatever he died of before?
It'd probably be like resurrecting the mind first.
So that's a question,
I'm
Kaya.
I'm saying transfer sentience of this new a new body.
That's a very, very good question, though, Kaya. So you want to live forever. You want your consciousness to be preserved forever. If the only way they could do that was by, like, putting your brain in a jar, would you do it?
Yeah, you're talking about the Futurama model of immortality.
I'd
just be a head on a shelf. Maybe, yeah.
Yeah,
I mean,
would you
if
do
they
that?
Can also hook
no,
me up to a robot
fun.
Body.
You can't do anything.
I'd fucking drink.
I'm with Kaya. Even if it was just my brain in a jar, I'd definitely do it. You could watch anime. And as long as they gave me, like, dentures that were cleaned with a Quip toothbrush, I'd never say no.
A good old...
Brains don't have teeth.
That's right.
Well, that's why they'd have to give me one. like a
well, they'd have to give them a Quip toothbrush because I think every household on Earth should own a Quip toothbrush because they're so well designed. That's right, Charlie.
I agree.
Quip toothbrushes are some of the best electronic toothbrushes out there, created by dentists and designers. Brushing your teeth is something we do for our health every single day, and yet most people don't do it properly. And you can help jumpstart your methods into that path to great smiles by getting a Quip electric toothbrush. There are gentle enough bristles and sonic vibrations for people with even the most sensitive of teeth. There are timed pulses to remind you to switch sides and to help guide you through a full mouth cleaning. There's a multi-use cover that mounts to your mirror, an unmounts to slide in your bristles for on the go, and the brush heads for the Quip toothbrush are automatically delivered on a dentist recommended schedule of every 3 months for just $5. So you remember Dollar Shave Club and all those other straight to your door? Boom. Now you got your toothbrush ready to slap into your mouth and make your smile as pretty and healthy as you can possibly imagine it. Charlie, you said that you really wanted one of these. Why don't you tell the folks at home how they can get one?
Well, that's why I love Quip.
God damn it.
I don't, it's the very last sentence. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
So you, Quip starts at just $25. And if you go to getquip.com/official right now, you get your first refill pack for free. That's getquip.com/official. First refill pack is free.
Q-U-I-P.
We all use Quip and we all love it.
It's backed by 20,000 dental professionals, which I believe Fitz is one of them. Fitz, could you please tell us something nice about the Quip toothbrush?
It makes your mouth feel real nice. Back to you guys.
Sweet. I'm glad that he was live on location.
He's tracking the Hurricane Michael right now.
But he has the greatest smile during the hurricane.
He's just brushing his teeth during it.
And back to you in the studio.
It's
great. That's Q-U-I-P. Get quick. You heard the rest. So anyway, back to brains in jars. I like this.
Like I said, I'm on Kaya's team. I'd go as far as possible. And if I knew I wasn't going to make it, like if they said, hey, look, you're gonna miss the speedrun world record to immortality by like 2 years, I would immediately start trying to sabotage all the research.
It just I really don't want to miss out on things. It really bombs me out that I may be just
so fuck everyone
one
else.
Or two generations away from actual space travel, discovering some, you know, microbe on another planet. I'm gonna miss out on that. It bums me out to the point. Christopher Hitchens put it great before he died. He said that dying is like, you know, you're at a party and then somebody taps you on the shoulder and says, the party goes on, but you have to leave. It's just such a bummer.
What a dick.
It's a bummer, but you don't fuck over the party.
I'm sure he's really, really sad about it right now.
Yeah,
I'm sure he's
using
very
that,
upset.
Using that image, if I was tapped on the shoulder to leave that fun party, I'd call the cops for a noise complaint and I'd shut the whole bitch down.
Break it up.
I saw some women getting raped in the kitchen and they had pot, I believe.
Oh, I'd shut that whole motherfucker down. I'd do what I had to do. I would hate to go out knowing that I just missed it.
So, Charlie, are we gonna be at your funeral witnessing you wrapped up in your little casket, and we're gonna go up to your little body and there's gonna be a little button and it says push me if I'm dead. And we're gonna push the button and it just nukes every major city on Earth.
The dead man switch.
Yeah. Oh, that would be great.
It'd be like the Banksy painting frame, except I do it to the world. I self-destruct it.
Oh, God. If I was Jeff Bezos, I would wreck the economy on my deathbed. Somehow, those $200 billion that I have, I would pull all of it out of the banks and just burn it, literally.
Yeah. Jeez. Well, wouldn't that only wreck it for you?
Up. Jesus.
Some dog shit.
How would that fuck over other people? How would that work?
Well, I'd only do it
all
just
that money is tied up in the economy, Andrew. They don't literally have a vault with golden coins in it like Scrooge McDuck.
Yeah, so how's he going to pull it out? Imagine if Jeff just shows up to the bank one day. He's like, yeah, I want all of it now.
I'd like all of my money, please. That,
but point is, like, I don't know, go invest it in something extremely frivolous. Go buy a billion fucking popsicle sticks. I don't know.
That's not a bad idea.
But also, Jackson, I'm not like a villain. It's just I don't want to miss out. I'm sure I'd be like looked at as an anti-hero. Like, oh,
you are a villain.
Anti-hero.
Like, an anti-hero?
Not even close. Not even fucking close to an anti-hero.
Anti-hero.
I could totally see like a lot of people.
They're not gonna say, you know what? He had a bad attitude. He was kind of mean, but he did the right thing.
He may have ended the entirety of humanity, but I think he's an all right guy.
His methods were an orthodox, but I think that when he spread cancer to every human on Earth, he was in the right. Like, no, you're not an anti-hero at all. You don't know what that means.
You are just a villain.
No, I could absolutely see, like, the Slate article spin on it. Charles White goes down, takes all of the immortality research with him, and why that's a good thing. And it'd be in defense of me, like, we weren't meant to live forever. He did us all a favor. We weren't meant to reach that level. He was the...
So you're a villain.
No, anti-hero. Didn't you read the article?
That's not what an anti-hero.
And then they'll find all the research on a backup drive. And they're like, oh, never mind, guys. We got it right over here. It's fine.
what they don't realize is that's what I just wanted them to find.
Charlie, you know there's also plenty of Hitler apologists, right? And people who try to defend him.
Yeah.
So is he an anti-hero?
There will be people defending Charlie.
Right. But do you consider that correct?
I mean, absolutely. That's the point. He's going to be dead. Who cares if it's correct? If his plan works, there's not going to be anybody left to think if it's correct or not.
You guys are villains. I still wouldn't want to fuck over other people.
I'm just saying, like, if I was Bill Gates, I'd be super salty right now that after, like, 60 years of me living, I'm not going to die the richest man on Earth. So if that's going to be the case anyway, I would invest all of my money into bribing politicians to make all research illegal. Fuck you. You're not getting a cancer cure for another century.
You just want to literally destroy the entire world.
I just don't want to miss out. Like, I'm totally fine with everyone else like having video games and porn and stuff. Like, I'm not trying to ruin Christmas. I just don't want to miss out.
Emotionally immature. Jesus.
Wow. So let me ask you a question then. If your whole problem is missing out, What happens if you do live forever and then the world dies? Like, every other human on Earth dies. What's there to miss out on?
That's okay.
Well, that's, then we all go out together. That's kind of, like, my thought process. Like, if the world's ending, it's like, okay, you know what?
So you'd kill yourself by that point?
No, I...
Didn't you just say we all
have to?
No. Well, no. Okay, so you want
to
live forever.
Are you forcing me to
kill
myself, Andrew?
You want to live forever, right? You want to have immortality. Because your whole point is you don't want to miss out on stuff.
Yeah.
What do you do when every other human is dead?
I just go to another galaxy, watch aliens. I don't know.
Yeah, watch
anime or
something.
I don't miss out on their stuff.
But what if we never get to the point where technology can actually get you there?
I'll float around until it does. I don't know.
Fitz, what would you do? Yeah, that's what I was wondering. I'd like your perspective.
I'd probably just die. I think I'm like kind of cool with just being a dead guy. I'm kind of looking forward to it. I don't know if I'd want to live forever. I don't know. It depends on the circumstances. I would not want to live forever as like an 80-year-old man. You know, I'd want to be like at a max, like 50, at like that kind of health level.
Even
Fitz,
then,
you might be on board with me where it's, I would only want immortality if someone gave me a little kill switch where I could just turn it off when I'm done.
Well, that's called a gun, mate, and I think they'll be around for a pretty long time.
if they gave you perfect immortality where, like, you couldn't die of, like, shooting yourself in the head or, like, you were impervious or whatever, I would only agree to it if someone gave me, like, a little switch, like, hidden, I'd, like, think really hard and it would hurt.
In your colon.
Yeah, my butt, I flex my butt cheeks harder than any human and I just die. Yeah. But
you have to get fucked in the ass.
I would only take the immortality if there was some fail safe where it's like, okay, every bit of life on Earth is dead and I can't escape the planet. I guess I'm dead now.
I like how you phrase this as I'll only take it as if someone's trying to offer it to you right now, but you're actively declining until it's better and improved.
I'll take it no matter what. I don't care what it does.
I'm not doing beta testing. I want the full release.
I don't care what the scientists tell me. If they go like, Kaya, you might be a little bored after a billion millennia, I'll take it. That's okay. That's a good deal.
If that's the biggest risk, I'll fucking take that for sure.
I don't know. Being bored kind of sucks.
Yeah, man. Have you ever been bored before? It's fucking bad.
Have you ever been mortal before? I want to try it. I'm willing to gamble on it. I think it's a high risk, high reward kind of deal.
What I'd do if I was immortal, I would do meth every day. I just do a ton of
meth. Oh yeah. Oh man, I would go A to Z from every illicit substance on earth.
So much meth.
Oh yeah.
Oh my god, I would try every single fucking drug without any recourse.
I would do every single method of suicide just to have tried it, just like Deadpool in Deadpool 2. Just I'd blow myself up, cut myself, get shot by the cops. Anything.
That's I didn't even think of like drug usage. You could totally fucking play with that super hard as an immortal being. Like you could do which one slows down time really hard? It's
You're
not
thinking
PCP.
Of the Judge Dredd movie.
Yeah, I was about to say the Judge Dredd drug.
No. There's a real drug that does something very similar to slow-mo already.
Never heard of that.
I wanted to say PCP, but
Look,
I know
Charlie,
it's not PCP.
Charlie, you're thinking small. I would get every single narcotic known to man and just grind it up in a blender and chug it.
Ooh.
Yeah, like a protein shake?
Yeah.
Your daily supplements of meth, heroin.
I would look at my family and friends. I would have the concoction in my hand, and I'd say, see you in a week, and just like get in bed and chug it and see what happens.
Wow. So here's a hypothetical question for you, because we do that on this podcast, Fitz. Deadpool ever get inebriated?
Because
his body constantly regenerates. How, though?
He can't. They've proved it in the comics. He can't. He cannot get drunk.
They proved it in the comics.
No, they did.
The only reliable source of science.
Wasn't there a scene of him drinking in the bar in the second one? Like, sad
That's
drinking?
When he lost his ability, remember?
No. It was right after his girlfriend died, Andrew, and he
was
moping
around. Even then, I think he comments that it doesn't do anything, but Deadpool, there's many different times he says that he can't get drunk because the nanobots defeat the alcohol before it does anything.
Nanobots? What
the nanobots
fuck?
Roll
whatever the fuck,
they defeat
his
that
mutant
alcohol.
Gene. I forgot the term. His mutant gene, whatever it is that stops his cancer and all that stuff, it gets rid of the alcohol before it does anything.
Oh, Jesus, that is terrible.
Yeah. Did you play the game? The Deadpool game? One of the first things you can do when you're in his apartment is you can drink his beer, and after like the sixth one, he's like, I don't know why you're doing this. It doesn't do anything.
Oh, that is sad.
Yeah.
Kaya, I've got a hypothetical for you.
Okay.
Would you live with immortality if it meant that you can't have any more alcohol?
Ooh, that's a good one.
Ooh.
Just for a little background,
You may have guessed it, but Kaya suffers from very hard PTSD from the bombs and such. He drinks a lot of alcohol to forget.
I'm not an alcoholic. I prefer the term intoxication enthusiast.
Let's up the ante, though. Let's up the ante. You're pure sobriety, because any illicit substance reacts with the immortality gene and turns it off. No drugs, no alcohol, nothing.
God, that's such a shitty deal. I could lose that in a day flat. Oh my god.
Okay, I could be immortal forever.
I love
all I gotta do is just not touch that drink over there.
Could I?
So,
They come to you and they say,
listen, we will give you the immortality gene, but any non-natural body process will turn it off. So you can still have
sex.
You
have to be vegan.
Yeah, you can still have sex. You can still eat meat. You can still do anything.
You don't have to add any of this on. He was going to say no just with alcohol.
No, I was going to say, I wonder if there's a way to otherwise somehow affect my consciousness by, like, since I'm immortal anyway, maybe take a knife and just start hacking in my spine. Snapping some nerves here and there, see what
Jesus.
It does. Just stuck. You don't want to be sober for immortality. That's horrible.
Do you want to be paralyzed for immortality?
You don't want to
I don't want to be paralyzed, but I just want to feel something, and then it'll heal anyway.
Yeah, that's fucked
right?
up, dude.
Right? Because Deadpool takes some time to heal. When you blow his legs off, it takes like a couple of days for him to grow his legs back. So maybe if I, you know, shove a little shiv in the right spot in my spine, I'll feel something like intoxication or numbness, and
it's called extreme pain.
Yeah, you want the euphoric feeling of extreme pain. You want the endorphin rush of pain.
I don't know.
You'd become the world's hardest masochist then.
No, well, aren't there stories of people like having? I don't know. Maybe you could maybe stick the knife in the pleasure center of your brain.
Yeah, right? Destroy it forever and have a worse existence.
No, but your brain is always going to heal, Andrew. Isn't that the deal with Deadpool? He can shoot himself and heals back, right?
Yeah,
so what if Deadpool just continuously shot himself in the pleasure center of his brain? instead of having a beer like the rest of us.
I think you're going too far, because I think there's a probe that you can get surgically installed in your brain where you just push a button and it zaps the part of your brain that like makes you orgasm or something.
Well, I don't know about a probe in your brain for orgasms, but I know about a probe in your mouth to whiten your teeth.
Oh boy.
It's called snow.
Oh.
And that motherfucker works like a charm. We're not even talking sci-fi. That exists right now. Yeah. Take it away, Andrew.
Isn't that the same thing, though? Snow is a teeth whitening kit with its own unique serum that can't be found anywhere else. Listen, you know who Floyd Mayweather is, right? All right, let me hit you with another one. You know who Chuck Liddell is, right? You know who a really large amount of the NFL is, right?
No.
They're all like using who? This stuff.
What's the NFL?
Well, you've literally killed the ad. Thanks for that. I don't fucking know. I'm trying to sell this product. Jesus.
He got personally offended he wrote the sheet.
I mean, it's either that or you either make that joke or we get paid. Pick one.
Hurry up. The snow's melting. Go, go, go.
Yeah, don't make the fucking joke.
I don't know.
You
Why
can
don't
say
you
whatever
guys
you
tell
want about
me?
Snow.
Anyway, you've seen Floyd Mayweather and Chuck Liddell. I'm reading the example. I don't know shit.
Nah. Go!
All right, Floyd Mayweather is a famous man. And you better believe he's famous enough to use snow teeth whitening. Because if you check out Snow's website, you will find many, many different endorsements from many, many famous celebrities. And now we're one of them. Because snow teeth whitening is fucking amazing. I didn't even add that swear word. They put it on my copy. It whitens a lot better than the dentist, doesn't require a prescription, and is way cheaper than going to the dentist. You can do it at home while you game or hang out, and they ship it straight to every country in the world. It plugs into your smartphone, and I'm quoting the copy here. I never realized how much more fuckable I am with a whiter smile.
They really put that on the copy?
Yeah,
I love this company.
This is fantastic. I love this. They guarantee results. And it comes with a 5-year warranty. There will be no sensitivity issues. It's easy to use, and it's unlike anything I've ever used before for teeth whitening. Visit trysnow.com/official. And Kaya, why don't you tell Fitz to tell us what we get by going to that referral link?
Fitz, what do we get?
You definitely get something pretty nice. Back to you guys.
Okay. All
right.
Could you give us a number, like a ballpark?
Hey, Fitz, I'm thinking of a number between 24 and 26.
You get 27.
No, 25. You math.
That number wasn't any strong.
25%.
If you go to trysnow.com/official, you get 25% off your order, and it'll help this show and this company.
Really
TrySnow.com/official. Go get your teeth whitened.
Yes.
They're fuckable.
Their copy is really amazing.
It really does say, I don't know how I never realized how much more fuckable I look with a whiter smile. Best part about that is,
CEO talking?
Yeah, that's the CEO wrote that.
Yeah.
He wrote the sheet personally, so he came up with that.
He's a friend. So Matt came to my apartment and talked to me about it earlier. He's kind of a friend of Matt's, and he was like, yeah, I love when you guys just do your thing, and I love just selling online, so go nuts, and you know, I love your brand, and you can say whatever you want. So he's pretty on board with anything.
He's probably getting his dick sucked as he wrote the script.
Snorting coke off of her asshole as well. Yeah, I love that internet bullshit you guys. Yeah. I don't know what the fuck you do. Just do whatever. So Fitz, let's talk Fortnite. You like Fortnite?
Oh my
God. I am known to play Fortnite. I'm pretty indifferent to all games I play. Really, the games I play on my channel are just a platform for comedy. We don't really pay any attention to the actual game.
Someone on YouTube finally admits it. Thank you. Fucking thank you. I've gotten so goddamn sick of big YouTubers going, no, I really do like this game. It really is a lot of fun. I really do like playing it, when you can tell that they don't and they're just
trying
to crank out
content.
I love making
daily update videos about the retarded shit they add in this fucking game. I love
exactly.
it.
Exactly. I hate that they try to fucking play this little character and they don't drop the act when it's very, very clear they're not enjoying it.
Do they paid maybe, or is it just an act for all the 12-year-olds watching their content?
It's normally the kid-friendly ones
who do that.
Yeah,
because they
well, think about
the
it. They get paid through. Think about it. They get paid through ads, so that they kind of are getting paid by acting by that point.
No, but yeah, I also thought maybe the companies reach out to the most, you know, milquetoast creators to promote Fortnite. Maybe
I did a sponsorship with them, which is the first video I did on my channel.
There
but
you go.
They were pretty lenient with me just doing like my entire channel. My videos are just gameplay in the background and us telling a bunch of fucked up jokes over the top for 10 minutes, just back to back jokes. Like, there's literally no emphasis on gameplay at all, and my sponsored video for them was no different to that. So yeah, I mean, that's me. I just fucking literally I it's not like I don't like Fortnite, I just don't mind it. I just, any game I play is just if it's fun, then that's all that matters, just crack jokes.
I'm with you on the not minding it part. I don't know. I guess I've reached that age where I'm about 40% on the way to being a boomer, where I just think, yeah, you know what? Whatever, kids play it. What's wrong with it? And at this point, it just, yeah, you know, what's wrong with a couple of 9-year-olds doing a Fortnite dance in school? I don't see the big problem on those videos that go viral and everybody's making fun of them for just, it's a game and they're children. It's made for them. What do you want?
I call it the Rick and Morty effect, which is what happens when something gets so popular that cringy fucking retards start posting videos of them doing dumb shit and associating with the game. And then everyone starts hating the game because they're like, oh, it's no longer cool. I don't associate with that because it's no longer cool. Like,
it's also the counter culture that comes up and it becomes cool to hate on the thing.
Yeah, exactly. Same thing happened to Minecraft, whatever. Like, you know, like
Justin Bieber.
Fortnite's a solid game. Like from a pure gameplay perspective, I think it's a really solid game. I think it's great. But yeah, it's got this whole image with it that it's like for kids, that it's super cringy, that kids are doing the fucking, what do you call it, the backpack kid dance in the airport, and you're
floss.
Like, oh, get the fuck away from it. Yeah, that's, I don't
know. The
problem is
that, the problem is on the internet, people, the way that the fucking language works is you have to purport opinions as fact. So you can't just go on the internet and say, I don't like Fortnite, I'm not a fan of it, I don't have fun. You have to present it as, this game sucks, it's fucking garbage, I don't know why people play it.
Yeah,
it's just how it works.
Well, it's because people think it makes them more interesting that way. You know, like they think that if they take a definite stance, and I'm like, yeah, I don't fucking like that, and then people ask them, oh, why not? Why don't you like it? Like, well, let me tell you, kiddo, because I'm a fucking cool guy, and I feel this way about the subject. It's like no one is comfortable just being like, you know, I personally don't really like it, but it's, you know, it's cool that other people enjoy the game, kind of thing. No one does.
I
that
used
anymore.
To be like that a lot, but I think with more gray hairs that I grow and more despondent I grow. Realizing that I'm not immortal.
And more sleepless nights when I'm woken up.
I love that. I thought you were about to write something down as we hear you getting on top of your desk tying the
haiku
shit there.
It's just like, I don't know. I don't feel as passionate anymore, but what does make me a little irate, I guess, is I haven't played a major AAA game in years. I think the last ones I was really excited about and that I played was BioShock Infinite and Dead Space 3. Whenever those came out was the last time I really played a AAA game. And today I watch new gameplay footage and it always looks the same. Not even the graphics are getting better. Earlier, Andrew posted a video of Fallout 76. And I'm looking at it, and me as a guy at this point where I'm becoming this outsider to PC gaming where I don't really do it, I watch it as somebody who hasn't played a game in years, and I feel like, well, nothing has changed. Nothing has gotten even 1% better.
That's a really poor example, since it's still running on the same engine as all the other.
Yeah, and also because it looks like absolute shit, and even the fan base is hating on it right now.
Yeah, but
also like you think like Oblivion looks way better than it looks until you go back and play it. It's that kind of stuff. Like you have a perception of the games, or it's. You remember
it just
being
these games
top
never
tier.
Progress. It's not like I don't like games anymore. I love indie games, for example, because they're right now the only ones who take any risks, I guess, and try new stuff. It just, I look at AAA games and it's always the same sound effects. It's so like Fallout 76 looked like a Skyrim mod to me, including all the sound effects. It's so paint by the numbers shit.
It's basically Fallout 4, but with online now. That's really all it is.
I'm sold. Shit to me. And it's weird because I follow a lot of game developers on Twitter, and what the stuff they do is amazing. Like, there's tweets from years ago where they're showing off some new trick they found out, for example, new shader, new skin shader. And you look at it like, wow, this looks like an actual human skin, as opposed to the plastic humans that you see in every game, yet fast forward 5 years and it's still not in really any game. Most games still look like the humans are made out of plastic. How come graphics just aren't moving forward? How come we always have the same goddamn sound effects, the same shitty animations? It's kind of a bummer. If I wanted to, I could pay for a new computer and get back into gaming, but there just doesn't seem to be anything worthwhile these days.
There's actually a really good expose that I watched. It was kind of like a video and article combined, where you're reaching a problem where polygons just don't do anything anymore. So back when you made the N64, say you take Mario, and it's like, okay, what's the processing power? We have probably, I don't know, 200 rectangles that we can fit on this character model. And, you know, you get the old school blocky aesthetic. Then you go to the next generation of consoles, and it's like, okay, well, now we can do 350 polygons to make this character. And then you go to the next generation, it's like, now we got 1,000. The problem is, after a while, even if you up the density of polygons, you're not going to get a better resolution. And that's the problem we're at now.
Well, Andrew, you're talking about a plateau that they fit, right?
Yeah.
But if you follow these guys, you see that they haven't hit a plateau. They share all of these awesome tech demos that look amazing. The animation demos where they somehow created an AI that procedurally. Did I say it right?
Procedurally.
Well, I'm retarded. Okay, either way, like, it generates animations on the fly, basically, right? It looks so good. Like I said, shaders look so amazing, yet it's 2018 and you look at these games and they look identical to Skyrim tech. The animations, the graphics,
well, keep in mind, also a problem with marketing because they have to rush the games out to get them sold on time.
I completely disagree. You're saying games still look like Skyrim.
Well, Fallout does. Yeah. That's the one I watched today.
Yeah, Fallout does because it's built on the same engine.
Yeah, I think Fallout's a really bad example.
Okay, but okay, I mean, isn't that a fair criticism?
Have you seen Minecraft on Mac shaders?
It's a fair criticism of Bethesda.
Yeah, so Kyle, what you're saying is you hate Bethesda too. Hmm? Hop on the train with me. The magical Bethesda has always sucked bandwagon. Because that's how I've always felt, and everyone says I'm crazy.
And I don't know if it's a bandwagon.
Think of all those incredible. Look at Spider-Man that just released. That was nowhere near as graphically shit as Skyrim. It's an amazing game.
Yeah, but I mean, isn't the fighting still just like Arkham or whatever? Isn't it just always the same thing over and over? There was a compilation somebody made where they took a couple of screenshots of a couple of clips from several games where it's like Tomb Raider or whatever, and then it's God of War, Spider-Man, some other game, and they cut seamlessly between the games, and you can almost not even tell the difference because they all play and look so goddamn similar.
Well, the problem with that is the cinematic experience direction of modern AAA games, which I will agree with you, I think is a fucking plague and just ruins games, where everything has to be directed and shot like a movie and everything has to be restricted and handheld, and I think it just makes games boring. Now, I like
having my handheld, to be honest. I'm very lonely, so when the game decides to like, take hold of my hand and show me the way, I'm like, fucking please, go for it. I'm actually getting kind of teary just thinking about it, actually.
I remember the last time the game held my hand, too.
Yeah.
First time a game held my hand was RuneScape back in the tutorial days.
He said it. Not me. He said it. God, I fucking love RuneScape.
It's not like we banned you from it.
I got ridiculed like a motherfucker when I brought that up a long time ago.
Really?
Because the three of us don't really care that much about RuneScape.
Yeah.
Anymore. Want to start a new podcast called the RuneScape Hour where we just talk about RuneScape the whole time?
Yeah, patch notes and
that's,
shit.
That's something I've been thinking
RuneScape
about.
Update,
the tick manipulation is doing great.
Guys, take the pledge with me. Whenever the next fad comes out, like Minecraft and then Fortnite, right? But there's going to be a new game at some point. Maybe 5 years from now, maybe 10 years from now. Whatever. Whenever it does come out, we have to be the first people to make a podcast about it because it gets huge.
I agree.
It gets huge. You don't even have to play it. Just fake it. Just pretend.
Wait, no, I have a brilliant idea. Kai, I have a brilliant idea. Okay. Anytime a game comes out at all, until the next big one comes out. Hang on, hear me out. Anytime a game is released for the next 20 years or whatever, every single game, we make a 10-minute first episode of the official blank whatever the game is podcast. Then whatever game does take off, we go to episode 2 and episode 3 and episode 4, and then we will be officially the first podcast for that game.
That's a genius like investment work strategy.
I think it's a good idea.
I was thinking we just see we like see what game is the number one game that week on Twitch, and then we jump on it and use this podcast to promote it to get ahead.
I like Andrew's suggestion even better. Then we have like this backlog of like a bunch of stinkers where we're all supporting like Player Unknown's Battlegrounds.
Yeah.
And then we eventually hit that Fortnite gold, and we're there before it even takes off.
That's just many games, man, with all the games being released. What are you going to do, like 10 podcasts every day?
Hell
if
yeah.
That's what we have to do.
Do a 5-minute episode where we just go, here's the introduction, we're just going to introduce ourselves and talk about what we like about the game, and that's it for 5 minutes, and that's episode 1.
I think I'm going to start on that on my own right now, make like a catalog of what's coming out. It's a good fucking idea.
Yeah. Record them in advance and just pretend like you know what you're talking about and fucking, yeah.
You're going to get bored by minute 2.
No, I doubt it. I'm going to take Fitz's idea and just start pumping them out like in like a back, like a Dropbox somewhere right now, not knowing anything about the project.
Just make a general, like very like vague podcast that could be about any game and then just title it something different, you know, every time.
Yeah. Ooh, that's a good idea. Like, this game has the potential to change everything, and then the title's always whatever new game's coming out. It's always the same content, though.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then you're just, like on the podcast, like, for an hour, just like, I really like the graphics. I think those are nice.
just the most generic shit. You know, the gameplay looks good. The graphics are solid. I'm excited to play it just for every single game. No matter what.
You know it's coming out on the other platform next year? And just say it about every game and upload it to every different game. Forum. Every subway.
I like playing it with my hands. It's fun.
It's even easier. We just start every sentence with, I heard a rumor that, and then we can say whatever the fuck we want.
Oh.
I heard a rumor they're releasing a Ninjas and Dragons pack next year, but it's unconfirmed.
That Floyd Mayweather and all of the whole fucking NFL supports this game. Can't name you one, though, but they do.
Why? What is up with you and Floyd Mayweather in the NFL? As well.
We're big fans of sports. You like sports, Fitz?
Oh, Jesus.
I love not sports.
NRL.
No, I'm not a huge sports guy, you know.
Oh, neither are we. Yeah.
Yeah.
It just happened to be on one of the ad copies.
It's like great small talk for a party.
So you like sports? No. Yeah, neither. Yeah.
You can read the ad for yourself. It says on there the whole fucking NFL. It wasn't ad living.
Do you want to read the ad, Fitz? Do you want to read the ad?
I don't have the script, we can send you if you want to read it. I give it a go.
You like ads so much, huh, big guy?
I love ads.
Ads and sports, that's all Fitz into.
Yeah.
Fuck, I really want to start doing that thing, though. Maybe like the Johnny Jana Yes Papas, but of video games, just always pumped out and barely changed.
There's so many clever podcasts where sometimes it pisses me off that I didn't think of it. Like, one I recently...
the Misfits podcast.
And not that garbage. But an idea that I really liked that I found recently is a podcast called What Are These Podcasts? And each episode is just these guys listening to a podcast, a different one, and reviewing
its
life.
Oh, that's great.
It's brilliant. You never run out of content.
Reaction channels have moved to the podcast world.
I hate that fucking feeling, Kaya. Yeah. It's like, I'm a creative guy. I got plenty of my own ideas. But then sometimes you sit down and you watch a show or you take in a YouTube video or you listen to a podcast or something and you just go, fuck, that's brilliant. I wish I did that. God damn it. Why didn't I think of that?
It's so simple and you go, oh, God, fuck. I wish I could do it now and not be called a plagiarist, but I will.
I know.
I'm still going to do it.
I don't want to do that. That sounds boring, listening to other people's podcasts and then doing...
Yeah, who listens to other people's podcasts? What a fucking loser. Yeah.
Just this one. Let's do a podcast where we just listen to old episodes of the official podcast and react to that.
Right. There's your reruns idea again. But now I think it's a clever idea. All they do is, this week we're going to listen to a true crime podcast. This week we're going to listen to this one and find out what the fuck that's about. It's clever. It's a really clever idea.
It's very clever.
Maybe, I wonder if there's a podcast already dedicated to where every episode isn't done in a style of a different podcast genre. And if not, I should do that. Like, this week I'm going to do true crime. Next week it's going to be political commentary. And then it's going to be about Chinese soap making.
Doesn't sound like you'd be able to build up an audience there.
Yeah,
yeah. The problem with variety is it's the hardest way to build up an audience. Most people want the same thing over and over. Consistency.
I have this idea for a segment on our podcast where the entire thing is improvised.
Oh my God, Fitz, enough advertising.
Yeah, Fitz, seriously.
So this
fits
on Spotify and iTunes, by the way.
No, it's like a segment where the entire thing is improv. So we come up with, well, basically, like, let's say I would play the part of a TV host interviewer, like an interviewer guy. And I would just introduce everyone on the podcast as a random character and give them like a very minor backstory. And everyone in the podcast just has to go with it off the bat and like make like an interview dialogue about it. So I'd be like...
So like the Whose Line Is It Anywhere game where the news anchors...
Yeah. Yeah. Like, here's Charlie, recovering meth addict from Venezuela. Charlie, welcome to the podcast. You'd be like, hey guys, what's going on? Like fucking just completely do the entire thing as an improv set.
That's actually super kind of similar to what we had as an idea for the 100th episode, except instead of improv, we'd actually have those.
Yeah, don't give it away.
Why are you giving it away? Yeah.
Jesus, what a dumbass you are.
Jesus, Fitz, you come in here and you try and make me reveal our secrets?
It's just
like the surprise party we planned for you.
God. Fitz is trying to take us down from the inside. What an asshole.
Jeez, right. Those underhanded tactics, Fitz. Jesus.
It almost works.
You're the worst. Charlie, you already made a faux pas in past episodes where he went like, hey guys, so what's some secret that somebody told you?
Yeah.
And now you're just spilling shit as soon as somebody gives you a remotely interesting idea. I'm not trusting you with anything.
I'm good at keeping secrets, Fitz. If there's anything
we're not keeping it from you, Fitz. We'll tell you after.
I just came on this podcast to make you all turn against each other and eventually break up, so you no longer want to record with each other.
That happens every week.
Yeah, right.
Yeah. You're not special.
Yeah.
Thanks.
You can't
make
us quit like that.
You think you can take us down? We've operated on the brink of teetering over since the beginning. You have no power
yeah,
here.
Yeah, really.
Damn it.
Well, I guess I can extend that question to your podcast. Then do you guys work well together, or is there a lot of drama behind the scenes? Because we hate each other here, but do you guys like each other?
Honestly, we work together pretty well, especially considering there's six of us. We're pretty great.
Jesus.
I'm a big believer with my friends about just bringing shit up that fucking pisses me the hell off and encourage my friends to do the same. Like, I call it the social equivalent of pointing out that someone has something stuck in their teeth. You know, it's like, hey man, like when you do that, that's fucking like super fucking annoying. And obviously nicer than that. And then they're like, oh dude, thank you for pointing that out. That's I'll fucking be sure to work on that. You're like, yeah, no worries, bro. And then kind of things never get to a point where you build up resentment, I guess.
What would you do if live during an episode, it was that hour of pointing out shit people don't like, and one of the people on the podcast said, yeah, Fitz is my answer. I don't like Fitz.
I mean, we don't do it live on the podcast for starters, because that would just be a disaster.
Oh, you pussy.
although that might be an interesting segment. If someone just said they don't like me, then I'd be like, I'd probably burst into tears, first of all, and spend weeks recovering from the reeling loss of a friend. And then
would you keep doing it for the product?
What?
Yeah, could you put on the show? Could you keep the show going if you eventually divulged into everyone just hating each other?
We're trying to figure it out. For
Please, we need advice.
Are you hearing our cries for help yet?
Hypothetically, if you all hated each other, how would you manage that?
I just hear you guys
writing down notes as I'm talking.
Crazy proposition. I mean, it happens a lot in the entertainment industry, right? Almost every single band. But they still work together for the money.
I don't think that... I mean, we also have our individual careers and everything. I don't see it happening, but if it did, I mean, I'm a very, like, I just hate social bullshit. I hate how much bullshit gets in the way of social interactions and friendships, you know? So that's why I just like to lay things out and be pretty honest. Not in the sense where I'm being brutally honest and saying, like, black truths and things that will, you know, just hurt other people. But, you know, if something's, like, a problem, I like to just bring it up immediately and try and resolve it. Or, you know, if it can't get resolved, then that's whatever. And you just sort of play it by ear. But I've never had a friend that I've like fallen out with because of this or anything serious. It's more just like people grew apart, I guess. But no, me and my boys, I don't see it happening anytime soon. So that's
like, would you keep doing that? You're dodging the question. You should be a politician. Would you keep doing the podcast if you had a falling out?
Honestly, here's what I think about TV currently. So,
Jesus, just say yes or no.
dodge the question
fucking
again.
Donald Trump over here.
I don't know. We would either figure out who to remove from the podcast, or I would remove myself from the podcast, or I would do something else. I mean, I wouldn't perpetuate a lie for the sake of money or entertainment. I don't think that I think I'd get really depressed doing that. So yeah, that's my answer.
Yeah, I think that's probably the right way of going about it. I feel like when you try and keep something going when you clearly don't enjoy it, it's not going to go over well, and it probably wouldn't last anyway doing it like that.
Oh, thank God. Finally, Charlie, we all agree we want you off the show.
Yeah, no, big time.
Damn it, Fitz.
Hey, you can join us.
Hey. Oh, you hear that voice?
Oh, yeah, seven people on one podcast. That's great.
I'm here to punch you out, your partner.
We're having a podcast draft.
Oh, awesome. Hey, yeah, how about instead of seven mics, you just play white noise?
Yeah. No, we'll,
we can make it work.
If we ever have a falling out, we'll just get the person to give us a bunch of ad-libs, like, yeah, uh-huh. And then like a bunch of laugh tracks, and then we'll just insert them into the podcast as though they're still there, but they're really not.
That's literally what Maddox did. That's impressive that's your solution.
Yeah. Yeah. Gotta keep things going. Gotta keep the lights on around here.
Amen.
Alright, we're coming to that time where we're gonna end the show. So Fitz, do you wanna do your 20th shout out for your podcast?
Misfits Podcast, guys. It's great. It's much better than this piece of shit podcast. Go check it out on Spotify.
Yeah, this one sucked because we had Fitz on it.
No, I'm kidding. If you want, go check it out. I'm sure it's at least on par with this podcast, if not way better. Also, check out my YouTube
Definitely
channel.
Go check it out.
My YouTube channel, Fitz. I have a second channel called Also Fitz, where I post deleted scenes. And Twitter and Instagram is GoodGuyFitz. Thanks very much.
Yeah, really appreciate you coming on, man. So thanks for tuning in. I'm quitting and going to the Misfits podcast. So make sure to check out the Misfits podcast. We're on Spotify, iTunes, all the good shit.
Since that garbage is over now, we have a Patreon. It's patreon.com/theofficialpodcast. You may have heard through
Ooh,
the
does that
great
mean we
blog.
Get more of the cut now?
Huh?
We get more of the cut now that Charlie's
I heard the entire NFL actually donated to the Patreon. Just saying.
Yeah, the whole fucking NFL and Floyd Mayweather. Support us on patreon.com/theofficialpodcast. So if you want to chat with Floyd Mayweather on the patron exclusive Discord where we do our bonus episodes live, go to Patreon, support us. It's bonus episodes and we do them live with a live chat.
I don't think Floyd actually made it to the Discord because he couldn't read the link properly. He couldn't like figure out how to
oh shit
do it. Yeah, he got a bit confused.
He's gonna come beat you down.
Yeah,
we're gonna hear all about that in our Discord server from Floyd himself.
But Tom Brady can weed.
Motherfucker, kick his ass.
I can weed.
All right. On that note, see ya, everyone. Hope there's no dyslexics or anything in there.
Nah, fuck him.
Hope that one didn't.
Bye, guys.
Okay. See ya.
Bye, everyone.
Bye.
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 Yeah, good to end on a nice offensive.